Rivers around the world are flooding with waste from over-the-counter prescription drugs. The pharmaceutical runoff can have some adverse and unexpected effects, such as inducing sex changes in fish and frogs. Cullen Brown is a fish biologist at Macquarie University. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good evening, Patricia.
So, Cullen, can pollution in the water really change the sex of fish and amphibians?
It certainly can, and more. I mean, it does all sorts of amazing things. It can change their behaviour, it can change their morphology, it changes their gene expression, all sorts of big impacts. And you can imagine a scenario, if you were to walk into a pharmacy and just take a whole bunch of prescription things at random, that's pretty much what's happening to many of fish in these polluted waterways around the world.
In what ways does this happen? How does this happen?
Well, it's fairly straightforward. There are really two major sources of these sort of pharmaceuticals. The first one is humans, and there's a lot of us. Basically, whenever you take any kind of prescription drug, whether it be an anti-inflammatory or if you're on the pill, it's got a lot of estrogen in it. If you've got antidepressants like Prozac, antibiotics, all of these things go through your body, and not much of it is actually utilised or held by your body, and most of it passes out into our wastewater systems. And frankly, our effluent processing treatment plants are not designed to remove pharmaceuticals from these waters, and they pretty much flow straight into the rivers and then into the oceans.
And in what ways does this change the life of the fish if they're changing sex? I don't know, playing devil's advocate. I'm not a biologist. Does it matter?
It certainly does. Things like antidepressants, like Prozac, we've been studying that effects on things like Siamese fighting fish, which are renowned for being hyper-aggressive. And the males fight each other to access to females. They fight each other to prevent other fish, and including their own species, from raiding their nests and things like that. If you give them Prozac at the sorts of levels that they're experiencing in the wild, then their aggression levels go down, which means that they're no longer attractive to females, they don't beat up other males, and of course everything raids their eggs, should they be lucky enough to be able to mate in the first place. Similar sorts of things happens with the pill and the estrogen that's derived from the pill. Same kind of thing. You get a reduction in morphologies, and the males in particular, male fish, become more feminine-like, and that's including in terms of their morphology. So they can't breed, the females aren't attracted to them, they change their behaviour to become more like females. And so it can have really widespread effect across a whole range of different species and flow-on effects to the whole ecosystem.
And can these animals still reproduce? Could this lead to population problems?
Well, that's exactly the problem. I mean, part of them, if they're exposed for decent periods of time, then no. And even short-term exposure to things like estrogen in the sorts of levels that you see commonly, say, for example, you know, near milk farms and things like that, dairy farms, there's a lot of runoff there, heaps of estrogen in those sorts of environments. And in that case, the males become so feminine-like that there's no breeding whatsoever. So it can have really big impacts, and so obviously dairy and various other agricultural products are a problematic source as well as humans.
Other than sex changes, what other impacts could pollution from prescription drugs have on wildlife?
Yeah, so all sorts of different impacts. Depending on the doses and the drug that they're exposed to, even within a single sort of drug, you can have toxic effects at high concentrations through to the sorts of pharmaceutical effects that are designed to impact on humans. So it can change behaviour, it can change the level of hormones that they're displaying, it can change their morphology if it's old enough, if they're exposed to it during development and key periods during development, particularly for eggs and embryos and things like that. So everything from gene expression to development to toxic impacts to reducing embryonic survival, all sorts of things. It hits all parts of the developmental cycle and all parts of their reproduction and behaviour.
Do we have any evidence about whether this is getting worse?
It's certainly getting worse, mostly because increasingly we're overprescribing all sorts of things. And whilst that's been the case for a long time in Western societies, it's increasingly happening in places like China and India, where the middle classes now can afford these sorts of prescription drugs, and they're becoming cheaper and cheaper and more widely available. So in fact, in many of these countries, this problem is getting much, much worse. And you've got to bear in mind that our population, in terms of human population, is going up, not down. So there are more people taking more drugs in more places.
Okay, so given this is now really the state of the world, of course, lots of people take the pill, we know. Lots of people take Prozac. These are realities, and you're right, more people are taking these drugs. What's the solution in terms of the consequences on wildlife and fish? Because these are realities. People are on these drugs.
Yeah, indeed. So there's a couple of things that we need to think about. The first is, do we really need to be prescribing these drugs at the sort of level that we currently are? And I would suggest that probably not. I mean, there's endless amounts of information to suggest that we're over-prescribing things like antibiotics. And there's a bit of a social expectation that if you go to the doctor with the flu or something like that, or some kind of infection, that you just walk out the other end with a prescription for antibiotics, even though you might have a viral infection, in which case antibiotics isn't going to work anyway. So there's no doubt that that sort of over-prescription is a serious problem. The other question, of course, is, let's accept that we're going to be taking these drugs. Is there anything we can do with our wastewater treatment process that might be able to at least take out some of these pharmaceuticals? Now, on the average, only about 10% of the drugs and pharmaceuticals are removed through our standard effluent treatment plants. And if you think about things like antibiotics, something like 80% of those antibiotics pass straight through that system. And of course, that's driving antibiotic resistance and things in bacteria and all sorts of things. So it's a big problem. And the question is, can we address the way in which we change or treat our effluent to make it at least work to some degree on pharmaceuticals and other drugs?
It's a really fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem at all.
That's fish biologist Cullen Brown. This is RN Drive. 0418 226 576 is the way that you can text me.